Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling. They are New Jersey's heating experts, and we have dual callers of the day, David Stearns, who we heard from earlier, and Hal Steinbrenner. Let's continue listening to Hal.
Is it likely you won't go down? You'll probably stay the same or go up then?
I think, you know, would it be ideal if I went down? Of course. But does that mean that's going to happen? Of course not. Again, we want to field a team we know can win a championship, or we believe can win a championship. We don't know anything in that regards as far as the future. But yeah, so it just hasn't changed, John, which is why, you know, payrolls have gone up probably every year. Doesn't mean they won't go slightly down one year and then up the year after that. I mean, it all depends on what's out there and what the possibilities are and how much I feel, you know, we're able or we need to pull the trigger on those possibilities.
Hal, I understand the Yankees will take good players wherever they can find them, right? But do you think it's important to the organization to have Japanese representation on its roster? And is that something you plan on pursuing this offseason?
Well, I'm not going to talk about who's available or not available in offseason. You know, do I feel it would be good to have Japanese representation? Of course. You know, we have in the past. We were very much in on Yamamoto, as you know. It did not work out. You know, there's some inherent advantages to a Japanese player being on the West Coast versus the Northeast. But wasn't for a lack of trying, I can assure you of that. So, but, representation of Japanese players, yes, that's an important thing. And, again, that's why we tried so hard to get Yamamoto and others.
Is that at all business motivated? Again, you want great players on the field, but there's certain perks that come with that off the field as well.
I think you know, the Japanese population in this country would love to see a Japanese player play for the New York Yankees. What that translates into from my perspective, I don't know, nor can I quantify it. But certainly it's a big, you know, baseball, as you know, better than me, is king of Japan. And a lot of Japanese fans here in the U.S. would love to see that. And, you know, we've tried and we'll continue to try.
Hey, Hal, I just want to make sure I get this right. I cover baseball, not finances. But you had mentioned that it wasn't necessarily accurate to say that you guys made a revenue this year. I'm just trying to get this right. Did you guys say that you guys didn't make money this season?
Like, I'm not going to get into our finances. I simply said what he implied was not correct.
Hal, a couple of weeks ago, Aaron Boone made a comment that he believed that the Yankees were the least analytical team when it came to in-game decisions in the AL East, just considering how much money you guys pour into that side of the operation. Would that be okay with you if that were true?
Well, I don't know what the question was, nor did I hear the answer, but I will tell you, we do put a lot of money into analytics, and Aaron Boone is great at absorbing everything that comes his way. I assume what he's talking about is there are some teams in baseball, our division or not, where every decision that's made in the dugout during the course of a game is based on analytics more than anything else. And that's not necessarily the case with us. Aaron's got leeway to make the decision however he wants to make it. But he's got all the information. That's the important thing. That's what we spend the money on. to get him that information, along with the pro scouting information, talking about the other side. He gets it all, and what he does in the dugout is what he does in the dugout. And there are some teams that are different than that.
All right, there you have it. So that was everything from Hal. In summation, I don't feel like much is going to change here. Now, it doesn't mean that they're not going to make, you know, a big move or two, but, I mean, he's just not... The changes that need to be made, I don't think Hal's got the either stomach for it or believes that those type of changes need to be made. Therefore, Cashman and the Yankee DON, Department of Nerds, can just do the same thing and hope that the results are different. You even heard Hal reference it multiple times, BT. Well, the Blue Jays, when they play like that, you know what? Tough to beat. Like, it's almost like, well, they won't get that lucky again. Dodgers, same thing. Well, the Dodgers reached their... That won't happen again. It's all these other teams just maxed out, and the Yankees were unfortunate that that was the case, as opposed to the Yankees being the aggressor here. I can't feel totally encouraged from what I heard from Hal today.
I mean, listen, if they won the World Series 3 years ago, and we've had a little randomness since... it's a little easier to digest. I think that that's just a very...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Very, very easy way. Now, maybe he doesn't even really truly feel that. Maybe just by saying that, it allows him to gloss over it, and behind closed doors, you know, he's a little more belligerent or hold guys more accountable and gets after it a little bit more. I don't know. I just think that, you know, to think that, like, and I've really never thought this, would be pleasantly stunned, but I don't think it's going to happen. We're not going to wake up and Tucker's going to sign 10 years, four bills with the Yankees. Not happening. I don't see that happening at all. And by the way, if that did happen.
Yankees loved him a year ago. What's the holdup?
Well, then probably the money. That's probably the answer. And then, you know, they also have to get Bellinger. So I think it's either or. If they did do that, well, then everything that Hal just said today that we're kind of questioning goes out the window. Like, if they sign Tucker, it doesn't matter how we just interpreted that press conference. You sign Tucker, Tucker. It's a pretty massive swing.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that's what they need to do.
Yeah, but I just don't think that they will.
Well, but that alone also doesn't make them World Series contenders. They still have to figure out the other pieces. Okay, let's say you sign Tucker. In all likelihood, that's going to mean the end of Bellinger unless you bring him back to play first base, which then could help some things out. But I'm assuming that it's one or the other. And if it's Tucker, okay, now you have a legitimate player. He's a good player. You put him in left field. He could do a lot of the little things. But now you're making up for the loss of Bellinger. So where did you exactly get better? You kind of got to add Bellinger, and then on top of it,
something you've been saying for a while. Listen, the other thing too is, you know, the Mets made a trade. Now they still have more to do here. Obviously, it's the first move that I think is going to result in a really good offseason. We'll say. I said it on Blue in the Face. That's what I think is going to happen. You know, and it took guts to get rid of Nimmo. How about we wake up in 2 days or tonight or in 5 days and we see that Stanton was traded?
Bingo.
I mean, could it maybe be time to do something a little radical here? You know, if the Mets, now they didn't say this because they want to be respectful to Nimmo, as they should. Something was a little bit off with the Mets. Now, I don't think there's anything off with Stanton in terms of how he's perceived, but in terms of by his teammates, he's revered. But in terms of just logistically, you know, really compromising the Yankees lineup that they could trot out on a day in and day out basis? Trade Stanton. Let's start with something like that.
Right. The Yankees have needed to make a move like that. See, everybody always thinks, well, a trade should make you better immediately. The Nimmo trade made the Mets better at second base, but also created a vacancy in the outfield that the next move should be able to make them better. So trading Stanton just in isolation doesn't, well, how are you going to get better with trading Stanton? Because it's now opening up some wiggle room here to where you can move Ben Rice to DH and maybe go get a better first baseman or whatever, outfielder or third baseman. You can reconstruct the roster differently than what you've been doing, where it clearly doesn't work, relying on a guy, even though Stanton at his peak is as good a hitter as there is in the game, at his peak, he's never at his peak all year long. He's always hurt. He can't play the field. He can't run the base. Like, there's a million things wrong with having him on your ball club. So addition by subtraction in that particular case.
And if you want to get Judge off his feet, and Judge is now 27, and Stanton's healthy, you know, when he is, well, guess what? You can't do it. You're going to have to run Judge out to the outfield. See, I don't know this. This would fascinate me. I would love to absolutely know the 100% truth. So the Mets make this move. Is there, I don't want to say a wink and a nod, that's a little bit pushing it past what I think could have happened, but when you trade Nimmo, you obviously know you have to upgrade left field. Yeah. That's a given. So, like, you know, and Stearns is connected with whomever he's connected with. Hey, would you be open to trading as Kwan? Hey, does Tucker like New York? Hey, is Bellinger, you know, maybe okay with leaving the Yankees? You'd have to think that some intel, right, on some, to what level, I don't know.
Or Buxton in Minnesota. It doesn't something, have to just be a left field. It could be a center fielder, and then they use one of the younger guys in left. But,
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, they're anticipating they're going to be able to acquire an outfielder. Of course.
I think it's more than anticipation, though. Like, that's kind of like maybe an ounce of intel, and then, you know, you've got to obviously read the tea leaves. That, to me, would be, like, that's what the great teams do. You do something, and because you kind of know something else is coming.
Well, we started with the Giants. Let's close with the Giants. The Giants drive of the game brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, reminding you to make the right choice. Don't drive impaired. For me, BT, I'm going to go with the touchdown reception for Jameis Winston. That was the last points that the Giants scored, unfortunately. But at the time, you know, 5-minute drive gives them a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. And it was a crazy play call. How do you say his name? Olszewski?
Olszewski. Stepping up in the pocket.
Yeah, throwing a touchdown pass to Jameis. And who had the game on TV? They didn't even realize that it was Winston who received it at first.
Because he didn't look like he gave a little spin, shove.
He broke a tackle getting
in. He did.
That was a fun drive for the Giants. Unfortunately, it didn't end the way that we wanted it to end.
I could co-sign that. You know, I did not think he was going to get in those final 5 yards. And by the way, film session, I think that was a linebacker who got hung up back there.
Yeah.
He's going to get roasted. It's like he got beat up by, like, Vic or even Fields as an athlete. Or, you know, Lamar Jackson sliced you up. Jameis Winston, who was pretty non-athletic.
Yeah, but he's not just a regular quarterback with those moves, breaking a tackle. Not some fragile guy getting in. Anyway, it was a great play. That was the Giants' drive of the game. All right, that does it for us. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoffa, as always. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back again tomorrow, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.